Once Upon a Tangent.
Welcome, it's Dunn Craig and
Ted Brown. I said that very confidently.
Absolutely. Well, you should be confident because this week I'm telling the children's story. Now, just a couple of lads who normally write commercials for a living around the 30-second mark. That's what we do for a crust.
Yep.
But we push ourselves with Once Upon a Tangent. One of us each episode turns up with an original children's story that they have written over the past week, and the other critiques.
Offer some good feedback.
Feedback.
Constructive.
That's what we're after. Constructive that may or may not go
not
on a tangent.
That's quite different.
Nah,
destructive feedback is what I get.
If it goes
from
that
a client,
way,
well, normally.
Might make for better listening, but that's what we're about. Loosen yourselves up.
Dunn Craig.
Just get relaxed.
Quick question. Sorry. Yeah. I know it's your pen name. How do you spell Dunn Craig? I've tried to text this
Dunn
to you.
Craig. D-U-N-C-R-A-I-G-H.
Right. I thought it was like that.
It's regal.
Yeah, it is regal. It's like the side of a Irish whiskey bottle or a Scottish whiskey. It's good. I like it.
A tangent already.
Yeah.
That's the way we roll.
I'm nervous because last week, I mean, I told you a story last week.
Yep.
I'd spent quite a bit of time on that. You were pretty fair. I think you gave me a good critique. A little bit hurt about some of the revelations that I'm not able to rhyme. But look, I'm not going to take that
against you today. Tangents are uncontrollable.
I'm ready to look at this at face value. You show me what you've done this week.
I like it how you are saying that you're not jaded or affected by the last episode and how I tore some of your story apart, yet you've spent 20 seconds talking about it.
Just had to have it on the record. Just
cool, man.
Just had to let you know
I'm cool with
that
it.
I was aware of it.
I've got a shell like an
egg.
Armadillo. I don't even know. I've never met an armadillo. So my turn this week. Dunn Craig.
Yeah.
Here with my original children's story. It's quite short and concise, so don't freak out because our attention span as commercial
sounds like
writers
already he is protecting himself already.
As commercial writers, we I don't believe in attention spans, but we want to engage people over a shorter amount of time. So this is not going to be a long story.
Is your ad a series of three 30-second ads? Is that all it is?
No, this flows.
Okay,
so don't have chapters in a kid's story.
You sounded to me like it's going to be concise, like a campaign. It'll have three 30-second ads. No, I'm okay. Give me the name of the story.
Give me the name. It's DLR, Dirty Little Rat.
Is it going to be DLR on the cover?
We're going acronym.
Really? You're going to
take for now, it might be a working title. Think about it. You might come up with a better name throughout the story.
I'm most certain I will.
You ready for DLR?
Hit me with page
Ted?
One. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Once upon a time.
Oh, you went with Once Upon a Time.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's a solid.
That's two seconds.
People hear that and go, kid's story, bang.
Standard.
Once upon a time, there lived a dirty little rat. We'll call him DLR. I think I'll phase in and out of DLR, dirty little rat. In a dirty little hole in the... That's where you come in.
I don't know.
Listen, once upon a time, there lived a dirty little rat. Right. In a dirty little hole in the...
Something of a hat.
No.
No.
Leafy suburbs.
What? That's not a rhyme.
No, it's not rhyming.
Oh,
yours rhyme. This isn't going to rhyme. Oh, if anyone thinks this is going to rhyme, this is not a rhyme.
Regret.
You were meant to say hole in the...
Dirty little wall. Suburbs. Do it again. Do it once more for me. Thanks.
Once upon a time, there lived a dirty little rat.
Okay.
In a dirty little hole in the...
Leafy green
leafy
suburbs.
Because you want the kids to guess, so it's in the dot, dot, dot wall.
Is that over the page? Is that over the page?
Yep.
In the kid. That's good. All right. Oh,
yep,
I'll go with that. It's all right. Yeah.
Like, once upon a time, there lived a dirty little rat in a dirty little hole in the... wall.
Whoa,
no. Leafy suburbs.
Wrong. You lured me down the path. Fooled you, kid. It's going to happen a few times.
Okay, it will.
Life.
There are a few that start that are early in the story. So, the dirty little rat from the dirty little hole in the leafy suburbs thought he had it all. He had a constant, yummy supply of...
balls?
It doesn't have to rhyme. You're not understanding that.
No, of course,
that,
I've forgotten that.
Your story rhymes.
I'm a kid at heart. I can't help it.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, none of this... Okay, that's cool. Good answer, 48 hours late. None of this story rhymes.
Okay.
Let's go again.
Clue again.
And
right.
Think,
are you going to have to tell the kid this before you start your story?
No,
kid,
kids will lean towards
bedtime
this.
Story. A, nothing rhymes. B, you have to go with me on this.
Kids will get this.
Too much work. It's not homework. It's a bedtime story.
All right.
Right.
The dirty little rat from the dirty little hole thought he had it all. He had a constant yummy supply of...
Brie. Cheese. Brie cheese.
small goods left over from the Providor.
You are insane, small goods.
That's what's on the next page. So it's a learning curve for the child when they say to mum and dad, well, what are small goods left over from the Providor?
No, Dad's, A, what's a small good? B, what's a Providor?
Two lessons, one sentence.
How much time have you got with a kid to tell a story? I thought you wanted this
It'd be quicker if you got it.
Okay.
So your answer was actually meant to be...
So you're critiquing me now. Okay, I understand.
Yummy supply of cheese was what you're meant to scream out like a child right. And say, small goods left over from the Providor. So they're learning
I've got this.
Vocab.
Give me the next one. I've got this.
All right, cool.
I've got it down pat.
Okay. He also had a beautiful, smooth, long...
tail.
Jacket, like ones from the 80s. Glam rock bands, like Bon Jovi.
That didn't... What happened there? How are you going to introduce Bon Jovi to the children in that one?
Because as a parent myself, I have already introduced my kids to music that I liked. It's what you do with your kids. So he also had a beautiful, smooth, long...
Tail. Yeah.
Flip over. Jacket. Like ones from 80s glam rock bands like Bon Jovi.
Great.
And then the child again has gone, oh, cool, I got the small goods and Providor bit.
Yeah.
Who's Bon Jovi? And I'll be like,
if
well,
there is
here
a kid getting any of those answers right, they should be in an
no,
like,
accelerated
program for education. Because
the joy is they get it not wrong, but incorrect.
Oh, good. You're not wrong, but you aren't right either.
As an adult, though.
Yeah.
But it's like kids' movies, there's always that adult sort of story to it. Think about this. They've learnt about leafy suburbs, mm-hmm. where you'd like to live probably. Small goods and Providor, beautiful places to
go. I just had a thought. In a leafy suburb, they exterminate rats. They don't live in leafy suburbs. They're very wealthy. You haven't thought of that, have you? They'd be dead. He would not. If he lived, he's basically a survivor. So you're saying he's like a street rat, like streetwise rat.
Another lesson.
How to survive.
He is a survivor.
It's like, you know, fighting the wealthy and the poor, class of society. You are surviving. Man.
It's like you've skipped to the last page.
Is this what the message is?
No.
Deep, man.
So he also had a beautiful, smooth, long, but it's fun. Like you said, you flip the page. He also had a beautiful, smooth, long...
jacket.
Tail. Jacket, like ones from the 80s from glam rock bands, like Bon Jovi.
Why?
And now I don't think we have these answers anymore. I just changed tack completely.
Did
and
you
go
really?
Into my story. That's okay. It.
So the jacket, hang on. Why does he need a jacket? He's a rat, right?
No. It's just...
I'm going to call him a rat.
DLR.
Yeah.
Dirty little rat.
The rat.
Use his name.
DLR.
But Bon Jovi's jacket was cool from the 80s.
You have to show music videos. It's going to be like supplemental reading. It's going to be like homework.
Slippery when wet. No kid has ever lost from hearing that album.
Do you play Slippery When Wet while reading the story? So there's a bit of background.
I'm not saying don't do it.
You scar the
but
kid
think
before
of this,
he goes to bed.
Think of this dirty little rat that's hanging in the leafy suburbs.
Okay.
A little upstart.
A little rebel,
yeah.
You know.
Leafy suburbs. Small goods from the Providor, so he's dieting well.
Yeah. Going to rich
and has
shops.
A Bon Jovi jacket.
Mm.
Character. Who doesn't want to hear the rest of this story?
We have gone down the rabbit hole of character here. This is like the deepest character study I've said in three sentences
Once upon
ever.
A tangent.
Yeah, okay.
This story without tangents is genuinely like maybe 2 minutes. So we're doing the right thing by listeners.
Okay. Give me the next one. Okay. I need to know what happens to the DLR.
Okay.
The DLR? Just DLR.
DLR.
All right, sorry.
Dirty little rat.
Dealer. So he's basically a drug dealer. Okay,
no.
Come on. Dealer.
DLR.
It's code.
Dirty little rat.
Between you and me, I understand. It's a dealer.
Okay, cool. He also had two strong, white, pointy
teeth.
Sharks as friends back at home under the jetty or pier for our overseas
sharks.
Listeners.
Yeah, I get it. It's a euphemism for loan sharks. He's a dealer. He's a drug. I get it now. The whole thing's about drugs.
This is why you can't have kids.
This is all about drugs and you're just trying to hide
can't
it.
Have kids. Look, can't.
I haven't been tested, but I think I could. Give it a shot.
That was the last of the ones we have to guess and flip the page. So if kids are getting into it,
whoa.
They're in for a rude shock.
Oh,
we have four versions of guess how to finish the sentence and that's it.
Okay, so you've led them down the garden path.
Yeah, but you know what DLR is about. You're thinking, jacket, eats some providorial food.
Yeah, eats well.
Eats well.
Has a bum bag, gold
suburbs,
chain, he's a drug dealer.
Big jacket.
What does he drive if he
big
had a
jacket.
Car? He's what not... kind of car does the dealer
well,
drive?
That's crazy talk. He's a rat. He doesn't drive.
It's a Monaro or something.
Goodness. But DLR wasn't very happy, even though he had so many great things. In fact, He was often sad, if not melancholy.
What? Is that
vocab lesson?
Melancholy. That's a four-syllable word. How old is the audience for this book, by the way? Is it a colour? Is it picture book? You seem to have no answers for this.
Pictures. But I was thinking when it said melancholy, I think cauliflower. Uh-huh. So you have a melon and a cauliflower together. As the picture.
Now you have to explain that to the kid. It's not really the fruit. He doesn't feel like fruit and vegetables.
This might be a week-long bedtime story.
Well, yeah.
That's all right.
Pen's
cool.
Gone out. It's a special.
We'll just have smart kids. Other rats that he caught up with told him that he had a great life, that all that fine food, nice jackets, and everything else should make him happy. But it didn't.
Oh, no, it didn't. He's not fulfilled.
DLR was not fulfilled.
No.
You see, the leafy suburb where DLR lived was beautiful. The trees were lush and tall. The birds sang in harmony. Because in poorer suburbs, birds don't harmonise.
They're tone deaf, yes. That's well known fact, yeah.
Everyone there seemed happy, except DLR. He felt like he didn't belong.
Oh, no, poor. I feel sorry for it. Even though he's dealing narcotics, I feel sorry for his situation.
It's not breaking rat.
So it's breaking rat. With
for people listening, it is not. He's not a drug dealer.
I feel like a part of your past has sort of leaked in here, and you're sort of letting it out through fiction.
No,
DLR.
Yeah. Listen, it's a warming story.
And he's a dirty little rat. Okay.
Every time he left his little home to make friends with people,
You did air quotes just now. I should just let a listener know that. What's the
I did do air quote for
so
people.
What do you mean?
Because rat people. He hung around with rats, and now he wants to befriend people. So every time
humans who will kill him.
It's part of the story, man.
Okay, go on.
Every time he left his little home to make friends with people, they shooed him away without getting to know him.
Oh, no.
Yep, that's right, heartstrings. Even your face was like, wow, heartstrings.
They're the same to her.
Yeah, no drug dealing anymore. Poor little guy in his little jacket with little bits of prosciutto hanging out of his teeth. Poor little guy.
It's a leather jacket, isn't it? I just need to get the picture in my head.
It's fake leather.
Yeah. Okay, so it'll work his way out.
Well, he doesn't go to the markets enough to get real jackets and doesn't actually have currency. I don't even know how he got the jacket, so there's a hole in the story.
It's probably just another dead mouse, and he just wrapped it around him like a shawl. I don't want to be graphic for the child, but that's probably what it is. Let's be realistic.
He's wrapped himself in another dead mouse.
In the coat of another dead mouse.
Well, man,
I don't want to be morbid, but that is
so be it. So
more likely to happen than
if that's how he keeps himself Bon Jovi-esque. That's all right.
All right.
I never thought about that. He's wrapped himself in a mate. Oh, what are you doing over there?
It's called mateship.
Timmy, what are you...
It's called mateship,
Timmy
mate.
Just starts kicking his mate. What are you doing? Away. Are you going to use that jacket? And his other mate's going, dude, it's not a jacket. That's his hair. Like, probably don't...
It's on the black
market, do you like my jacket? Dude, you're leaking blood down your elbow.
So I just want to recap before you go to... This sounds like it's getting to a pretty penultimate point here in the story. So he's got all these nice things.
Mm.
Rats don't want to know him. People don't want to know him. The leafy suburbs probably want to exterminate him.
Yep.
He's got nothing going for him.
He's up against it. No, not nothing going for him. He's up against it.
Right, okay. Go for it.
So, he had a dinner party and insisted all the big people... It's not the best handwriting.
Insisted. I was waiting for this line.
No, this is how fresh the story is.
Wow.
It's handwritten. He had a dinner party and invited all the big people... But no one came because they couldn't read the tiny invitations. He ate alone every night.
Oh, that is hard.
Every
that
night.
Hurts, man.
Yeah, not just that dinner party night. Every night.
It looked like he even relished saying that line. I feel sorry for the children who listened to this story the way you told it, which is he ate alone and you almost boasted about it.
Oh, okay. So it's in delivery.
Okay.
They couldn't read the tiny invitations. Yeah. He ate alone every night.
It's even worse. You made it worse.
Oh, he is eating alone.
Look, I actually think rats and mice live alone anyway, but now that you've highlighted...
I don't know if that's a fact. They breed like nothing else. I don't think rats are getting much alone time.
Yeah, well, they do rub up against it like a club, but they're still alone. They're looking for love in the walls, but
no,
not...
I think you're confusing lonely and alone.
Yeah, they're lonely. They're lonely animals, but they hang around together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
So I never really thought of it until you really put a fine point and underline on it and said, so he eats alone.
He ate alone.
Every night.
Every night.
Oh, God. This better have a happy ending because I'm not going to read this to a child.
I make no guarantees. Once Upon a Tangent makes no guarantees.
From the House of
Duncraig.
And
this is my first children's story.
Yeah, Duncraig, you're going to have some notes here.
Duncraig shall continue. Why won't big people like me? Sorry, it should be a shout. Ready? Why won't big people like me?
Poor old dealer.
You didn't let the echo finish.
Sorry.
Like me. He shouted as he turned to go back home. He said...
Boy, you're smiling.
That's it. I'm done. This rat's rightfully... And I couldn't find alliteration for another R.
So what did you
This rat's rightfully... I've got an asterisk. Do you know a good R word that could go there? Oh. That's it. This rat's rightfully relishing life somewhere else. Razzed?
I'm razzed, man.
Oh, we'll workshop it later. I don't reckon...
You didn't like that. You did not take to razzed. Okay. I don't think it gets used enough.
That's it. I'm done. This rat's rightfully R word.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Where's he going?
Well, that's it. You're involved.
Barely. How many more pages have you got there?
One or two.
Okay.
As DLR reached for his 80s glam rock jacket and little bag of everything, which I think...
Drug paraphernalia.
No, little bag of everything.
Drug paraphernalia.
say this takes off. You know how your franchise stuff?
Yeah.
Star Wars, best example. Movie, all the toys. What about little bag of everything just takes off?
LBE. DLR has an LBE.
Yep. I'm not even joking about this part.
So he'll have a bag in the picture.
Yep.
And
so when you see
on
my
the
book,
side, it'll be LBE.
Yep.
And then you'll later put LBE products.
LBE will be on the shelf of your toy store.
Subliminal. Superliminal. You got the kids in. You're a, wow.
What do you want for Christmas?
What an evil character you are.
I want an LBE. What's that? DLR's LBE, Dad. Get with it. and it's a little bag. What's in it? I don't know. You can put your own stuff
little
in it. I don't care what's
everything.
In it. It's a top line idea.
So it's a little bag for a mouse. How big is this for the child? Is it like, you know?
We scale it.
Finger size?
No, we scale it. Like there'll be an ages 5 to 7, a 7 to 9 LBE.
Oh, wow, you've got the full scope here.
Or just have a packet of nothing in there and tell them it's a tiny bag.
Yeah. What the gift is.
This is a mouse.
Is a bag. Use it how you will.
Yep.
Off you go.
You like that?
Wow. So he put his little bag of everything together.
Franchising, yep. Mm. As DLR reached for his 80s glam rock jacket and little bag of everything, copyright. There.
No one's stealing that. Don't worry. You're okay.
There came a voice. Don't go, little buddy. DLR fell over with fright, dropping his little bag of everything, trademark copyright. Then... When he looked up, he was amazed. There stood one of the big people holding out her finger to help DLR up off the ground.
It's a trap, isn't it? She's got like a mouse trap in her hand. It's definitely a trap.
You're involved.
Yeah, it's a trap. Is there an image here or are we still going to turn the page to find
the
out?
Image, I think, might be looking at him on his back with tears in his eyes.
Oh, God.
With a look of fright.
I don't know how this story that started with an acronym has got me feeling the emotions that I'm feeling. But
it's a DLR roller coaster. Yeah. There stood one of the big people holding out her finger to help DLR up. Hmm. Hang on.
You can't read your own writing.
No, I'll go back.
You must have cried.
No, I'll go back so you guys understand.
Have your tears smeared.
So don't go, little buddy. DLR fell over with fright, dropping his little bag of everything. Trademark copyright. Then when he looked up, he was amazed. There stood one of the big people holding out her finger to help DLR up. But this big person wasn't as big as others he'd seen. She had beautiful long blonde hair, a button nose, and a warm smile.
Okay.
Yeah.
So right.
It was that warm smile that gave DLR a happy feeling that he hadn't felt in a long, long time.
He's been lonely for so long in the walls by himself in the clubs, dealing drugs and not getting any love.
Don't hold on to the drug thing because
like
you know we're not going there.
I really think there's something in this. As a
Do you think I'm going to end this with something? No, it's
people,
not a drug message
love
at all.
Okay.
I can tell you that now. But I know that was, for me, that was a big paragraph.
Is he seeing a kid now? Is this what the story is? Am I feeling this right?
Yeah, well, that's why I said
he's not
she's
like
not as
big
as the others.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah. He hadn't felt in a long, long time. I'm Adele, said the young girl.
Adele.
Stuttered DLR. I'm dirty little rat. No, you're not, she said.
Oh, boy. I feel like you licked your lips. Oh, God, he licked his lips.
No, this is... I'm Adele, said the young girl. I started DLR. I'm dirty little rat. No, you're not, she said. You're cute little mousy.
CLM.
Do you see this message
gonna
coming out?
You're going to give them another acronym to deal with.
Kids have got to learn, man. There's acronyms
cute little
everywhere.
Mousy. It's turned a page. I like it. It's turned a corner.
Yep, the girl continues.
A little bit of sunlight now.
Yep.
Out of the darkness.
I told you. Yeah, you wanted all this darkness
I
about drug
there was
dealing,
be
but
some
there's
death.
A genuine...
Yeah.
The little girl said, Adele, you make me smile every day. I watch you all the time. Your little feet going as fast as they can. Your long whiskers twitching away. I love your little pink nose as it wiggles as you nibble on the snacks I leave for you.
Oh, boy. In the traps.
The wait.
The snacks I leave in the traps.
Wait, said DLR. That you leave for me? Yes, said Adele, her smile now stretching across her face. Not a weird face. It stretches across a normal length smile.
So it's not stretching vertically, but regular smile.
Across
stretch.
Her face, I thought, yeah, don't envisage a girl with a normal face, but a smile that goes genuinely from one side to the other.
Or a character from the Goonies, yeah. Remember that guy with the teeth?
That guy with the teeth.
It's not her, is it? That's not her, is
no,
it?
No, this is a cute little girl with a button nose.
Okay.
Her smile now stretching across her face. Why? Inquired DLR. I'm after your advice here,
right.
Ted.
Yeah.
Do I call him DLR or CLM from here on in? I think I stick with DLR.
Could be DLR, a.k.a. CFM. No, CLM. A.k.a. also known as. Teach them that while you're teaching them acronyms. Could you?
So.
DLR.
Simple question. DLR or
AKA
CLM?
CLM.
Okay.
I think give him the full
line. I'm going to go with DLR.
You're going to keep him as who he
for
is,
now.
The true identity.
Yep.
Okay.
Why, inquired DLR. Because you're my friend, said Adele. Me? DLR didn't know what to say. He looked at the ground, then back up to Adele. Theatre of the mind.
Yeah. Except there were pictures, but that's okay.
Then, said DLR, you're more than a friend to me, said DLR. With tears in his eyes.
Oh, now he's crying. Now I'm going to cry.
You're also the reason that I'm going to stay here.
In the leafy suburbs. Like he was ever going to leave.
That was so poignant and a naive manager.
I've sullied it with my cheap remarks.
Adele was beaming.
Why did you choose the name Adele? I know this is the climax, but I'm struggling to...
Oh, it's a family thing. It's actually someone I know.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I know
this. Oh, here I was having a rip and...
Yeah, yeah, I was waiting for that. How deep is this going to go? Yeah.
Katie could have picked another pop star, but you went with Adele. Well,
you know, we work in advertising.
Yeah.
When I pick names for commercials, if they are in there, like, the, you know, I'm just talking to someone over the fence or whatever, it's like, I want a name in there of someone that I know or that is in that age group because it makes it more real. Realer.
Realer. Makes
it
realer.
Makes it realer.
Yeah.
Realer. So let's go back to the point
this is
that
it.
I
this
think
is, it.
Is where... It could turn this into a movie, maybe,
wow.
of that. With tears in his eyes. You're also the reason that I'm going to stay here. Mm-hmm. Adele was beaming. She picked up CLM.
Now he's cute.
Cute little mouse. And gently hugged him.
You'd want to hope it was gentle.
As he said, you know what? Cute little mouse sounds better anyway, he said.
They're not the closing words. Oh, that's amazing.
It's a sort of a mic drop, but that was my story
was that
on the floor.
Little pad.
I'm actually fairly happy with that now that I've heard it. Thoughts.
Now that
discussed.
You heard it. Did you read it to yourself at any point during the preparation of this story? Had you put any thought into it beyond writing it on
a
pad?
There was thought. You don't come up with DLR, CLM, and a franchise without thinking about
This is what I worried about. I think you got too big for your britches. You're thinking about the franchise and the movie. Who's going to play the mouse in the movie?
You were until this smart aleck finished.
Me? I can't be a... No. I'm not a...
Just
no.
there. No. Yeah.
Me?
No. Well, maybe I could be
no,
a...
No, maybe I could. I could find
so what are your thoughts
to...
overall?
I was surprisingly touched, considering the confusing and deliberately misleading opening. If I was a child, which I feel like I am.
Misleading.
Oh, it was child. Deliberately misleading. It's going to rhyme with tail. No, it's not. It's leafy green suburbs. Besides,
at no point was it ever going to rhyme.
Well, I didn't know that. As a kid, you think everything's rhyming. The life. You think life is a rhyme. And then you come along with your hard, cold book of reality and dirty rodents.
That ends with rodent people bridge crossing togetherness.
But the reality is for Adele and DLM slash, you know.
CLM or DLR. Let's not confuse characters. It's not that
hard. The reality is Adele's mum's going to find out she's hugging a filthy rat. and go, we have to exterminate that rat. He got, you know, he escaped from the defumigation of August 17, and we're going to have to give him a wipe
or,
out. So.
Or is Adele such a good judge of character because she has heaps of other friends? Her parents go, let's kill the rat. She says, no. A, it's a mouse. You didn't even notice that I changed from rat to mouse.
Yeah, yeah.
And they say, well, Adele, our beautiful little child, you are such a good judge of character. This is probably a fantastic rodent that you are now befriending. Let's build a loft our house.
Yeah.
So not only is this rat out of the wall, he gets a loft, maybe even his own letterbox out the front, his own postbox out
so
the front.
So you're clearly planning a series of these books.
I'm not saying it's not going to happen.
It could possibly happen.
Hey, if I can franchise the little bag of everything.
Done, Craig. You've outdone yourself. Your first attempt's pretty good.
Ted, thanks for listening.
It was kind of my pleasure. Kind of strenuous and stressful, but it was still a pleasure.
It's good fun. Once Upon a Tangent, a part of the Ozcast Network.